T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, hi there. This is The Tara Show. I am your guest host, Bill Frady. I am with you today, and I will be with you Monday. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Ingalls Advantage, that's the Ingalls Advantage Talk. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I'm being asked in the text line about door armor and bullet-resistant glass. Okay, if you're going to buy a car, if you want your car outfitted that way, you should just buy the car already outfitted that way. Simply because it is very cost prohibitive to try to do it yourself. It is very cost prohibitive. The other problem is this. Cars that are outfitted with this kind of stuff, it's not just the armor. It's the tires. It's the drivetrain. It's so many things that are hardened on the vehicle to where it can be assaulted by just about anything short of a missile and still roll away and roll under its own power. They have, roll flat tires on it, which I don't even know who sells those. And I'm not talking about the ones that seal when you throw around through them. These things are designed to, they have a hard shell on the inside of the tire. The reason I say that you shouldn't piecemeal that is because the car needs to be able to move. If the car is disabled and you're sitting there with resistant body panels and glass, just remember that is resistant, not proof. Given time, everything will be breached if it's hit enough times. The other thing I have against bullet-resistant glass, for example, is that if I have to shoot out of the car, I can't shoot through the glass. And police officers do that a lot. They've been trained to do that a lot. I've seen lots of video of them in a chase where they're shooting through the windshield, where the driver is, where his face would be. That's where the rounds are going through. So I don't know that I would necessarily do that, especially given it's a very narrow reason to put a bunch of that stuff on there. He talks about the NYPD. I don't know who sells it, and I don't know who makes it. I know a lot of companies that make cars for VIPs do it. Most of them live in the Middle East. I'm also asked about bear mace as a personal defense weapon. I am not a proponent of non-lethals. Okay, I can buy roll flat tires at any tire store. Those are not the same ones that are on a hardened car like you're asking about, sir. It's not the same kind of tire you put like on a Humvee or the Beast, the presidential limousine. But I'm not a big proponent of non-lethals, and I always go back to this one story. Back in Florida, when bath salts was becoming trendy, there was a guy. He wasn't homeless. He was riding around on a bicycle. He had ingested bath salts. He found a homeless guy asleep on the highway underneath an overpass. So dude was in the middle of losing his mind with the bath salts or whatever he had ingested. He rolls up and gets off of his bike, and he takes off his clothes, and finds the asleep homeless guy. He takes off his clothes. He crawls on top of the homeless guy and starts to consume his face. I believe a Metro Dade officer rolls up on him, yells at the guy to get up off the guy. The guy doesn't even acknowledge he's there. He pulls out his Glock 22 40 caliber pistol. A 40 caliber, by the way, is a chopped down 10 millimeter. A 10 millimeter will take out a grizzly. Okay? He taps him twice in the back with that 40 caliber, shoots him twice in the back. The guy on the bath salts looks up at him and growls. He had to shoot him six more times to get him to stop what he was doing. And he, this guy, the homeless guy, lost everything down to his chin. This is one of these things where you look at this and you're like, well, you know, he could have shot him in the leg. Well, no. No, sometimes lethals are the only way to go. The other problem with bear spray is that bear spray, there's a lot of times when bear spray doesn't work. When bear spray doesn't work. And when that happens, well, that's a problem. When bear spray doesn't work and you're being attacked by a bear. I'm also being told to promote my show, which is carried here at WORD. It's called Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Syndicated by Genesis Communications Network. It started out as something with Gun Owners of America. Then I left them and I'm just a free agent now. And I I'm free and clear to attack anyone I want to if they're doing something against your liberty, which I do. And you can join me here at 10 o'clock on Sunday or you can find me at, go to lockandloadradio.com and just check it out. More than welcome to do that. But anyway, yeah, I saw this. Going out to some of these extremes, armoring up your car would be sort of an extreme for me. I would want to, I want my car, which I got my car quite by accident. I have a 2019 Ford Explorer. I bought it because of the color. Then I got it, and when I got it, I found out it was a police interceptor. So it doesn't have armor, but it does have big brakes. It does have a better suspension, has a better motor, and a little bit better, I think it has a heavier duty steering system. And that makes it a police interceptor. So while I may not be able to repel shots with my vehicle, I can shoot it down the highway at extreme velocity. So, yeah. But I think that's sort of an extreme. But non-lethals are definitely not the way to go. As far as, and I was talking about this in the last hour, when if you are confronted by people, don't roll through them, gradually go through them. You're going to push them out of the way. And then as soon as they're free and clear, stop, start, stop, start. You'll be pushing them back, and then just take off. And if some, definitely not the time to get out of the car ever. Definitely not the time. Ask Reginald Denny how well that worked out. That didn't work out at all. It's a crazy time we live in. I swear to God, it is a crazy time. I don't understand what's going on because we have iPhones now. And we have Amazon. I thought this was going to be where we're just about at the point where the Vulcans should come down and invite us to join the Federation, aren't we? Is that not the case? I don't understand. Anyway, when we get back, if you hear something that you think is conservative, but it's harmful to you, just toss it aside. That when we get back, you're listening to 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Eagles Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. You obviously know more about these cars than I do, sir. I don't know if I have the performance prom in it or not. And my dealer, when he sold it to me, he didn't even know what it was. I mean, I just bought it because of the color. So it's still pretty quick. I don't know if it's actually, police performance quick, but it's pretty quick. So I'm quite happy with it. And I'm just going to go from there. Still slingshots me quick down the street. So then, somebody hands you a life jacket and it's full of bricks and they say this is a conservative life jacket. Don't go swimming with it. That's a basic rule that too many conservatives ignore. If some alleged conservative principle makes you less free, then it's not a good principle, and you should toss it in the trash, no matter what the label is. Because principles are shorthand for the best practice of a just society. And if there's some alleged principle that helps leftists make you a serf, that's a pretty bad principle, wouldn't you think? Weaponizing a principle is one of the left's favorite tactics, right out of Alinsky 101. Rules for radicals, number 4, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules, which is what Trump does with the Democrats every day, and nobody seems to find that amusing as much as I do. It works really well, right up until the moment that you stop playing by the rules that the left is trying to jam down your throat. The objection, to my view, offered in good faith by good conservatives, good faith conservatives, who are actually just a bunch of punks, and in bad faith by the cruise-shilling Fridocons, who are actually quite evil, who make common cause with the enemies, is that this kind of wokeness makes one unprincipled. This is the thing about Trump that they don't like. He's unprincipled. He doesn't have decorum. He doesn't have style. He doesn't have manners. Those are the guys that made Trump possible, though. And those of us who see what's happening and refuse to go full on lemming, never go full on lemming, are not abandoning conservative principle. We're just trying to hold on to the alleged principles whose enactors have abandoned us. And this comes up a lot recently as the left has redoubled their effort to weaponize our principles to create a monopoly on power. Right now, the Antifa are doing peaceful protests, and this is a caveat of the First Amendment, doggone it. You will not get out there and defend against the First Amendment. See? Big Tech's been doing this for a while, but today it's happening even more. The idea is to leverage our purported beliefs so that we are diverted from protecting and asserting our own interests by blind adherence to a version of conservative dogma that our opponents force feed us, and that for some reason we all too often fail to puke back up all of them like a supermodel who just exited the Golden Corral buffet. So wake up to this scam and stop playing this no-win game. And one of the best examples of this is the argument that we conservatives cannot make a moral argument against or use the political power to provide legal remedies to the leftist cancellation game. First of all, who's been canceled lately? Lena Dunham has been canceled. She got canceled the other day. That little girl who had the... she's a Harvard grad, and she got out there. I think her last name is Janover. She got out there and put on TikTok, if you say all lives matter, I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you. She's punching her own phone. I'm going to stab you. She got canceled. The only thing is, this is the thing. If somebody says you're canceled, you don't have your Facebook no more, you just lost your YouTube, you still exist. You still exist. One of the conservative principles we aspire to is individual choice, manifesting in not interfering with the choices of individuals and companies over who they do business with. But this means sometimes a conservative is stifled or fired. But another conservative principle is freedom of expression. And that's distinct from the First Amendment, which bars the government from preventing or punishing free speech. The left makes a big deal of this distinction. They get out there, canceling your racist, sexist, cisgender monsters does not violate the First Amendment, and individual and companies have a right not to do business with anyone they want. And then if we, you know, if we're seeking to use our power to correct these outrages. Their objection seems plausible until you understand that individuals and companies punishing you by preventing you from earning a livelihood is as much of a punishment as the government coming and punishing you under criminal law. Except in the cancellation kangaroo court, you have no rights, you have no due process, and no appeal. And that's not even an accurate representation of the allegedly operative principle. We already bar individuals and companies from discriminating on the basis of many attributes, race, sex, religion. So what's the principle that bars all that kind of garbage, invidious discrimination? Yet someone somehow requires us to accept invidious discrimination on the basis of our political view, which our view is pro-American, right? And there isn't one. There's no valid principle preventing us from demanding formal legal protection. Because leftist control, they control all the major institutions of society already. The premise that a coder can just go across the street to a more tolerant version of Google, or that an oppressed professor can go grab tenure at one of the myriad conservative colleges, is nonsense. They have the power that comes from infiltrating institutions, but we have the power that comes from winning elections, yet we're not supposed to use our power to enact laws that protect ourselves when the left uses its power against us without restraint. And I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. Now, right now, the way they're using their power is they're using physical intimidation in the form of riots. And if you come out and you defend yourself against the riot, they're getting out there and saying, well, wait a minute. You're going against the First Amendment. They get out there and they say, well, we have the individual choice, and that's where we get abortion. People we support should be aggressively. And when I say aggressively, I mean aggressively. I mean, let's let them lose all decorum as well. They should be pushing regulation and legislation to protect our rights. Right now you're going, Bill, I thought conservatives hate regulation. Maybe. But I don't like regulations, but I hate being oppressed. And being oppressed means that I'm, with each and every day, my options become less and less. And when I get to my last option, nobody's going to like that. I'm not going to like that. Any principle that is construed in a matter that makes us a second-class citizen, that makes us unable to speak without the threat of retaliation, is not worth having. Not at all. Somebody asked me to talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it. When we get back, don't go to the gun store. There's nothing there. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ingles Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Hank Johnson's still trying to sell gun control. He's the same guy that thought that the Guam would capsize if you put too many Marines on one side. So that's why he's still trying to sell it. But in the real world, a lot of new people have come in as gun owners now. But it is causing a few issues out there. But gun control is something nobody's buying anymore. What's happening instead is guns and ammo have been purchased at a record pace to the degree to where I don't honestly know where to tell anybody to go when it comes to buying ammo or guns. In a Chicago suburb, one big gun shop sold out of two pallets of 9mm ball ammo in 3 days after the rioting started. That was 128,000 rounds. While Full Metal Jacket ammo makes for good practice ammo, it will also, in a pinch, work as defensive ammo. The problem that for 9mm, you don't want to carry 9mm ball ammo in most cases because of overpenetration. Now, if you go looking at some places right now, you're not going to find a whole lot. The most popular self-defense calibers like 9mm and 5.56 are gone. They're sold out a long time ago. You may find some 38 special. You may find some 380, 45 calibers out there a little bit. Self-defense loads tend to sell out within hours of hitting the shelves. I went looking the other day. I won't go looking again. I went into Cabela's here locally. And I said, I just looked at the guy and I said, no 9mm. And he started laughing at me. And for those of you that are looking to have that first gun or this, this is what I will tell you about these panic buying times. I never buy ammunition or guns during panic buying times. What I did this time was I built up enough ammunition to where if I have to review a gun, I still have a few rounds to spare to go review that gun. But I have plenty of ammunition in the event that something bad were to happen and, you know, my cul-de-sac became a battleground. However that would look. Finding your preferred 9mm pistol in middle America is going to be challenging. Finding your preferred AR-15 is going to be a challenge. A lot of people that own businesses are buying guns in certain places because they've been looted. I'm getting texts from all these people saying, well, what about this? What about that? I don't know where to, you know, go looking. I mean, there's plenty of gun retailers around here the ones that are actually successfully having ammo are probably going to limit you, like this one, South Carolina Gun Company in Greer. Usually has some, but they have a limited two boxes. Go get what you can get. But this is what I would say. Before all of this happened, before Antifa and COVID-19 were a thing, when I traveled, you would have looked at me and said, well, who's coming and invading you? Because I traveled with more stuff than I needed to carry. And let me explain that to you. When I travel, like after this show, I'm going to go have my spine decompressed. And I've got to drive to Columbia to have that done. And when I get in the car to drive to Columbia, I will be taking what I call the kit. The kit consists of a long gun. And it consists of a bag with spare magazines and trauma kits. Because the chances are that if I were to go down anywhere, and I get involved in one of these spontaneous things, if I do get out of it, and even if I do get wounded like that kid in Utah did, I can just go down the street, stop at a convenience store, get a grape slushy, and a tourniquet. I may be oversimplifying that. But I mean, it is so bad now, right now in U.S. gun stores, that even USA Today is looking at this. And when USA Today covers a run on guns and people exercising their Second Amendment, you know it's really bad. But that's also a double-edged sword. That also means it's getting really good. Because there's so many new people. When you think about this, let's say there's 6 million new gun owners. And I talked earlier about how social media can shift up to 15 million voters. Well, if you have 6 million new gun owners, isn't that a voting bloc? And I think now that the left has gotten out there and revealed themselves to be what they are, which is violent, very violent, while they're out there calling me a Nazi, you know, it can very easily be pointed out, yeah, but you're the one, acting like a Nazi. You're just calling me a Nazi, so I have to defend myself. I'm being asked if you can buy or use the ammo used at a practice range. You can buy it, but you're probably going to have to use it at a practice range. I don't know how that works. I shoot at a private range when I go. So I'm no help with that one. But they have revealed themselves to be who they are, which they don't care what they have to do to get power. And then when they get power, they want power over you. They don't care about who you elect. They don't care about your rights. And that's why you can't find anything in the gun shop. When we get back, we'll continue this rant on the whole Antifa thing. You're listening to 106.3 WORD. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, well, that's 71307. And that's Pablo Cruz. Bet most of you didn't know that one. I knew that one. Because I grew up in the 70s. Let's go to the phones now. Let's talk to Charles in Boiling Springs. Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually, it's Blue Ridge, but sorry. Yeah, I'm a senile citizen. I mess up sometimes.
Okay.
All lives matter. Uh-oh, hands up, don't shoot. You know, it's come to that. You know, what really gets me is people apologize profusely nowadays for saying self-evident stuff like all lives matter, like they plan to stand for the national anthem, they for wearing an OAN t-shirt. OAN is nowhere near even a hint of racism. You basically, we are living in a dictatorship of BLM and Antifa. BLM, Black Lives Matter to BLM only in the sense that one of them gets killed and they can use it. Well, you know, the idea is the issue is not the issue. The issue is the revolution. If they can use the death of a black person to further the communist terrorist revolution that we are undergoing, by the way, is being very successful because our leaders don't oppose it, then they matter. You know, babies in wombs. Black babies in wombs, they don't matter. Black cops' lives, of course they matter, because they target them and they kill them. They're not even black. Remember that rally in the Black Lives Matter rally in Raleigh. There were no blacks. It was all Antifa.
Right.
And they call it black. Yeah. All white.
Well, Black Lives Matter is camouflage.
Yeah.
They're camouflage for Antifa. Antifa's been around for a while. Antifa, especially, there's about 30,000 of them. I mean, whenever you see them in mass, they've been bussed in.
People have to apologize profusely and pitifully and humiliatingly for saying stuff that shouldn't even trigger anybody.
Well, I mean, you don't have to apologize for anything.
They still lose their jobs. I have a friend that lost his job in California for carrying a sign saying all lives matter. Outside of work.
Well, see, he's been unjustly fired for that one. And all of these things are going to wind their way through things. And unfortunately, it doesn't happen instantaneously. Here's the thing. I don't apologize for anything.
Amen.
I have nothing to apologize for. I did nothing.
Amen. Yeah.
And, you know, if somebody wants to get out there and try to force me to apologize for something or some other way, Well, then that's going to be an exciting moment for both of us.
Yeah, I'd like to be there. An editor of a newspaper in Philadelphia was fired for saying that arson and looting are wrong.
Yes, well, I mean, and that's the thing. What they're trying to do is they're trying to change the dynamic to where we're afraid to say things. And the hard thing for most people to do is to learn how to not care.
So the thing is,
and see,
succeeding.
I've learned how to not care.
Well, they're succeeding. We are in the midst of a violent communist terrorist revolution, and they're succeeding. Until we realize that and start to act accordingly, we're going to wind up envying Venezuela and North Korea, because here it's personal. It wasn't personal in Venezuela
and
North
Charles,
Korea.
Look at where this is succeeding at, though. Look where this is succeeding at. Look in the cities where this is happening, the states where this is happening. You'll find one common denominator. Most of the states where this is happening, for example, like New York, California, Oregon, Washington State. In Washington State is trying to become the biggest gun control state in the union. California's trying to do that. Maryland's trying to do that. Illinois is trying to do that.
Yeah,
New Jersey's trying to do that. And they're succeeding in these areas.
And Louisiana. Because that's what happened. The coach of Oklahoma State, Drew Brees, in Louisiana. Black Lives. You go to Black Lives Matter. I invite everybody to go to Black Lives Matter site. They make no bones about being trained Marxists.
Sure.
There is more. They were founded by three lesbians. There is more on LGBT at their site than about race.
Well, I mean, it just comes down to this. All you have to do is not give in. And you have to understand the price of that.
Yeah.
You have to understand the price of not giving in. If you're going to be one of these, and I'm one of them, and I understand the price. I understand the price. And if somebody wants to wants to get out there and charge me for it, okay, fine. Let me pull out my wallet.
Yeah, there you go. People are giving in everywhere. Our leaders in both parties
Forget about those guys, okay? Forget about those guys. A politician is only as good as his staff.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. I don't care who you want to mention. I don't care who you want to put up.
Well they politician can hire me if they like.
Huh, excuse me?
I said, I'm available.
Well, they're only as good as their staff.
Look at Tim Scott. Tim Scott's bill will make it out. You know, his bill alone. Of course, the Democrat bill is more extreme because they're playing their role, too. But Tim Scott's bill by itself would make it impossible to be a cop.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case. The Democrats want to do away with
it. You can't use a carotid chokehold, so what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to shoot the guy or be killed.
Well, you know, I want to see happen, I'm about to run out of time too, Charles, but all these places that want to do away with the police, I want them to succeed, and then I want society to see what happens when you do that. I want society to see tyranny on parade. I want them to see the fruits of that particular philosophy. Because America, the Republic, there's a lot more people willing to fight for the Republic. You got 20-some-odd million veterans sitting around right now. You're not hearing from them. You're not hearing about them. They don't care about these people. But if they get them to where they're going to start caring, that's going to be a bad day for Antifa. Hour number four is coming up. You are listening to 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.